Have you ever used social media to diagnose your own mental health conditions? Come on, we all have done it at least once. Well, according to a recent survey, more kids are turning to platforms like Instagram and TikTok for self-diagnosis. According to a report from NBC Chicago, a new survey highlights a growing trend. 55% of high school students have used social media to self-diagnose mental health conditions at least once. This is quite alarming. Many young people are seeking answers online, but are they getting the right ones? Stay tuned for more on Mental Health Pulse. Welcome to Mental Health Pulse, your go-to channel to exploring the latest topics in the world of mental health. I'm Solomon, a licensed clinical social worker, and I'm excited to dive deep into the important discussions with you. So let's get started. In the same article, Dr. John Walkup from Lurie Children's Hospital warned about the dangers of misdiagnosis. Dr. Walkup emphasizes the importance of accurate diagnosis and seeking professional help. So what should the parents and teens do if they are concerned about mental health? Seek guidance from trusted professionals, use reliable sources like the AAP, Mental Health Initiative, or NAMI. Remember, the internet can be a double-edged sword. Let's prioritize mental health with the right support. From this article, there are many feelings I have about this. From a simple Google search, we can look up different diagnoses for both physical and mental health. As convenient this may be, this should not be the only solution when it comes to a mental health diagnosis or even a physical diagnosis. This is not the end all when it comes to healthcare. Even though we may be looking at a diagnosis and we're looking at the symptoms, this may feel like this might be the right case. Remember, when you're doing this from a first-person perspective versus getting a third-person view that is licensed, that is a professional that has been doing this for years, hopefully, they will give you a more accurate diagnosis to what you're feeling. And also, with both mental and physical health, there are assessments. Some assessments you won't be able to obtain online. And even if it is online, it is best for a licensed professional to do the assessment rather than our own. So really, it's a double-edged sword that we're currently living in. It's great to have the awareness on mental health. It's great to be aware of what we're feeling and being aware of the symptoms. But we also have to be mindful that in this great time that we live in a time where we have more mental health professionals than we ever did in the last 100 years. So with that being said, reach out to a licensed professional and they can definitely give you the resources. Also, if you're looking for resources, make sure you look at reliable sources. Now, I will say this, I am not born yesterday. I do know that people have issues obtaining access to healthcare, mental health care included. This is the reason why for many people, they look online for these sources because affording healthcare is another serious issue, which I will bring up in another video down the road. But for this particular video, I want to provide some trusted resources that will be a very big benefit for all of you. Number one, National Alliance on Mental Illness, or NAMI. NAMI provides comprehensive resources, educational materials, and support for individuals and families affected by mental health conditions. And of course, you do a simple Google search, put in NAMI, and you'll find it right there. Number two, the American Psychiatric Association, or the APA. The APA website offers authoritative information on various mental health topics, includes mental disorders, treatment options, and finding mental health professionals. I do encourage you guys look at the APA because you can see the changes of mental health throughout the years under psychiatry. It is wild to see where we come from to where we're at now. Number three, the National Institute of Mental Health. So that is the NIMH, and I'm NIMH, try to say that five times fast. NIMH is a government agency that conducts research on mental health disorders. Their website features reliable information, research updates, and resources for the public as well. Number four, this is a huge one. This is the Substance Abuse and Mental Health Services Administration, or SAMHSA. SAMHSA provides information on mental health and substance use disorders, including treatment options and support services. This is by far one of the most helpful resources that I've used for clients as a whole, because this is not only just for substance abuse, but it's also for mental health. It gives tools, it gives resources that is insurmountable. Definitely check that out. Last, but certainly not least, is Psychology Today. While not a medical organization, Psychology Today feature articles written by mental health professionals on a range of mental health topics. They also have a directory of therapists, like me, and also psychiatrists. This is a very good tool for people to look up mental health professionals and also look up some articles that they can find that can be helpful in the time of their need. Do you rely on social media to diagnose your mental health? Drop a comment and let's have this conversation. On that note, remember to be well and take care.